Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Coach Cafe Radio, the self-empowerment place to meet where you get your weekly cup of inspiration on Blog Talk Radio. And today is Saturday, January 13th. And here in the Coach Cafe, I offer you enlightened conversations about what matters most. I offer you interviews with top self-empowerment coaches, experts, and authors. I share proven and effective life coaching tools, techniques, and processes to help you to live your best life, and I am definitely spreading the word that life coaching changes lives. I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin, also known as your Balanced Life Coach, coming to you live from the beautiful Hamptons, New York, as I do each week, and I invite you to join in on my enlightened conversation by calling 646-649-1015. That's 646-649-1015, and you do have to press the number 1 so that I see that you're waiting in the queue with your question or comment. And you can also post them in the chat room, which will be open if you are on your computer. And I also want to send out a very big thank you to all of my followers, and if you do like what you hear, I would love it if you would follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, which is right there on the homepage under the banner, and of course on social media, which is Coach Cafe Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. And you can find out more about Coach Cafe Radio on CoachCafeRadio.com. And I am in the process of creating a beautiful new website. You'll see that that's a page for you to leave your contact information. You will be receiving updates about who's coming up next in the Coach Cafe. And you will also see the guests that are going to be joining us, and you'll receive your self-empowerment gift. So be sure to leave your contact information there. And, you know, I am into my 7th year on Coach Cafe Radio offering my enlightened conversations. It's very eclectic here in the Coach Cafe. I offer you topics from happiness, health, wealth, relationships, sex, and career to the law of attraction, energy, psychology, angels, and more. So there's something for everyone here. So be sure to leave that contact information so that you can receive your update about who you can listen to and my enlightened conversations to help you to live your best life. And today, the name of my show is Self-Care Practices for More Happiness and Health. Self-Care Practices for More Happiness and Health. So answer these questions. Do you take very good care of yourself? Do you put yourself and what you need first before anyone else? Or are you among the many who don't and are unhappy and unhealthy and wondering why? If you don't take good care of yourself, it is very difficult to be happy and healthy, I assure you. So today, stay right where you are, because I'm going to help you to finally make the decision that you matter most and how to use daily, practical, very powerful self-care practices that will create more happiness and health, so you can definitely experience that starting now. In your seat, don't go anywhere. I will be right back after this very quick sponsor break.
We all know that pure, clean water is necessary to experience optimal health and well-being. Water is life. But do you know what's in your water? Well, we do. At howtopurifyyourwater.com, we offer multi-pure drinking water systems made using the state-of-the-art advanced solid carbon technology, which removes even the smallest pollutants. MultiPure has been on the cutting edge of water filtration for over 40 years. MultiPure drinking water systems provide clean, healthy water whenever you need it, right at your kitchen sink. When you choose to filter your water with our point-of-use countertop, below-the-counter, whole house or reverse osmosis water filtration systems, you have the peace of mind of knowing exactly what is in your water. You will save money and you will no longer be contributing to the enormous number of plastic bottles that are polluting our planet. MultiPure's innovative filter technology provides exceptional performance. The proof lies in the product's NSF International certification, and its ability to reduce a wide range of contaminants that affect both your health and the aesthetics of water without removing beneficial minerals in the water. This makes MultiPure water ideal for everything from drinking to cooking to showering. So visit us today at howtopurifyyourwater.com for more information. And be sure to check out our current monthly promotions. That's howtopurifyyourwater.com.
And I am back reminding you that you are in the Coach Cafe. Again, I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin. And you can find out all about me on my website at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. That's simply my name with the letter K, KathleenMartinCoaching.com. Be sure to leave your contact information. You'll receive your quick coaching five-part audio series. They're very short, powerful audios that you'll receive in your email for 5 days that I guarantee you if you begin to do them every day, you will definitely begin to feel more powerful and more balanced in your life. So make sure that you sign up for those. You can also download your Expand Your Success Coaching Wheel tool. It's an awesome tool. You print it out immediately, and you take the action. You're going to see which areas you definitely need to be honest with yourself, that you definitely are feeling very out of balance, and you will be able to rate yourself there, and so that you can reach out to me for your discovery session when you are honest with yourself and definitely admit that you need help in these very important areas of your life, that if you neglect them, don't worry, that message will get bigger, and you don't want that to happen. And leave your contact information when you get to my website, a drop-down box. You'll see a drop-down box immediately. You just leave your information, and I get back in touch with you within 24 hours, and you can meet with me, no obligation whatsoever, to find out what life coaching can do for your life. And that's at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. So let's just get into this, self-care practices for more happiness and health. And first and foremost, I would have you ask, in very good care of yourself, and you know when you are and you know when you aren't. The evidence shows up, right? You can't hide from that. And you want to acknowledge that you aren't, if you aren't. I think you don't want to walk around with your blinders on and pretending that everything is okay and you aren't taking good care of yourself. And you do put other people before you, or you make excuses as to why you can't take good care of yourself. And that is not the way we do life when you are someone who is really at that level of awareness that you do matter. You do matter, because it's only when you feel that you don't. You've been given messages. All my shows go into this. I highly recommend that you listen back more than once. And I hope that you will have a pen and paper. I always offer wonderful resources during my time together. And first thing is, are you taking good care of yourself, right? Are you doing those things? I think that a lot of times taking good care of yourself can be translated into, you know, you keep yourself, looking okay, you know, you take a shower and you brush your teeth and you keep yourself clean and you wear clean clothes and you show up like that. But I'm talking about that real deeper taking good care of yourself, that you aren't ignoring red flags when you're doing such things as, feeling bad for a long time because you are finding relationships in a way where they aren't good for you, but you stick with them anyway, right? People aren't exactly treating you well, and you are afraid to let them go, or you're afraid to open your mouth and say what you need to say. That's self-care, opening your mouth when you need to say what you need to say. Things like that I'm going to be talking about. Of course, you're going to be healthy in ways where self-care would be eating the best food, drinking pure water. You heard my sponsors for a water filtration system, because that is so very important. Are you drinking pure water, or are you literally ignoring self-care and drinking toxic liquids like, you know, soda, a lot of alcohol, and thinking, you know, it's okay. It's not okay, okay? It has to really be looked at deeply. And I feel that one of my best shares is first and foremost, for you to really have an awareness in your life, like you really need to, about yourself, is for you to get in touch with you every day and have a practice where you are connecting with your higher mind. You know, we have a higher mind, we have a lower mind. That lower mind can get pretty chatty and pretty powerful and convince you that it's okay to do things that are not good for you. And they will kick you in the butt if you don't take care of yourself. They will get bigger, you'll get a dis-ease. That's just a message that you aren't taking very good care of yourself. And you need to be honest. And it's very hard to be honest when there's a part of you that's convincing you it's okay to take those actions. So very first thing in the connection part is to get into a breathing technique every day. I guarantee you, the more you use it, the more it becomes a habit and a pattern. And because your breath is your connection to your higher mind and your higher self, when you have a practice every day where you wake up and you, I always recommend you put your hand on your heart. That's directing you to your heart's intelligence, which is way more intelligent than your brain intelligence. And, you know, they put a lot of emphasis on the brain, right? You went to school. They didn't talk to you about your heart's intelligence. They only talked to you about, like, memorizing, right? Memorize these facts, you know, regurgitate them out onto a paper. You get an A, and that means life is good. And that's not the way it works. Of course we have an intelligence in our brain. If you treat it well, if you have self-care practices for your brain, and in my world as a coach and keeping on top of the current understanding of my brain, and when someone is coaching with me, I have to know, you know, the health of your brain so that you can actually hear what you need to hear and have the ability to take the actions you need to take, because unless you do, nothing can change, right? So this deep, long breathing comes from heartmath.org. Heartmath.org, write that down. They are a global organization. I've learned so much from them, adding in these practices for my coaching clients and for myself every day that work when you work them because you're worth it. And you simply, this is so simple. If your brain, you know, starts to chat at you and tell you that you can't do this, you need to quiet it down, and this will help quiet down those intruding dialogues that you may have with yourself that you don't have time for self-care, right? And so the breath is the way. That's your connection. And the deep, long breath, call the 2-minute six-count breath. You can set a timer on your phone for 2 minutes. I don't care where you are. You could be waiting online in the supermarket. You could be, you know, taking your break where you work. You could excuse yourself wherever you are and shut the door somewhere and just sit and relax and do your 2-minute six-count breath. We breathe very deeply into your lower abdomen because you know your gut is an intelligence as well. They know that you've got 3 brains, your brain in your head, the brain in your heart, and the brain in your gut. And when you do techniques that get them into a coherent state, you're running on all cylinders now and you have to make a decision that may be difficult to make today, right? And it could be as small as making the choice between drinking a soda or drinking pure water through your filtration system, or you need to break up with somebody today who is not good for you and is treating you poorly, something like that, or leaving a job that is just torturing you every day, right? It's just not good for you, and you have to keep ignoring your inner voice that hates it there and say, well, I need the money, right? There are ways that you can create a better life for yourself, and you just need to say that you need help and sign up, of course, to do it and actually take the action. So going back to the 2-minute six-count breath, it's so easy and it will change your life. It's the best thing I've ever learned. It has helped me in so many ways, and it goes on automatic pilot with practice just like everything else. And it will know when you're going into a state of anxiety and start to breathe like that. And it's a lifesaver, your breath. It's your lifeline. So get involved with that self-care practice. As soon as you wake up in the morning, do a 2-minute six-count breath. Don't get out of your bed until you sit up. You know, one thing that I highly recommend in the morning is to have a practice where you tense and release all your muscle groups. It'll get energy flowing from head to toe, from toe to to head, and you tense and release all your muscles. You put your hand on your heart, and you do a 2-minute six-count breath. With what's coming up next, there are things that you probably know and things that you don't know, and you might need that extra, relaxation so that you can face whatever's coming up where you are going to respond instead of react, right? You're going to be responsive. You're going to be calm, cool, calm, and collected. Maybe it's going to be you are running a little bit late and you have a family and the kids are fighting and they're not cooperating and you have to get them going. That is a lot of energy that you need available and that needs to be balanced, and you need to have access to how you can respond and get things in order where, you know, everybody's going to get to where they need to go. You've softened it, you've soothed it, and you end up where you need to go in a very different state of being. Okay, I know that this is very important stuff. And you're relaxed and you're at ease. Relaxation is the order of the day. If you don't do it, you've already trained your body not to be relaxed, and maybe you're doing things that are very reactive, like you're eating reactively, you are you're reactive in the words that you say to other people. Maybe you're very knee-jerk and you're not exactly coming from your heart and saying loving, kind things. You're saying things that hurt people's feelings or whatever. Things like that, that's an indication that you're not taking care of yourself. And you're certainly not going to be happy, and you're certainly not going to be healthy. You're not. And this is how you know. You don't feel happy. You don't feel healthy. Maybe you get headaches. Maybe you have digestive issues, which is chronic today. Maybe you have, you've got back pain, or you're sad and you're depressed and you are looking out at life and you say life is bad instead of life is good, right? And that all happens because you're not practicing your self-care, and you make sure that you do it. And it doesn't have to take up a lot of your time. Certainly self-care practices have to do with your health and well-being. You need to eat healthy food, drink pure water, minimize toxins, be very consciously aware of what goes into your mouth every day and goes into this body, because certainly you know that the fuel that you put in is necessary. And if you're unconscious, eating and you're reaching for candy bars at work or sodas, or you think that they're going to give you quick action energy, you unconsciously shop for your food in the supermarket, you pick up junk food and waste your money, you may as well be burning your dollars and it's also contributing to your illness that you may have to then go to a doctor and need some help there, which is going to cost a lot of money. So you have all the chemicals within you to be happy and healthy, and you want to definitely activate them every day. So exercise for 20 minutes. You can do whatever you want. You can go for a brisk walk. You can, which is awesome because you're out in nature and you're breathing, and there's light photons going into your eyes, and chemicals start to flood your system. Dopamine is the key happiness drug that you have in your body, and that people take drugs to try to mimic and then get addicted to drugs that end up being a nightmare. You know, I mean, we have it within us if we take very good care of ourselves, but you do have to be awake and aware. That's what the breath will do. It will wake you up, connect you with your higher mind, and I highly recommend that you do it at least 3 times a day, because just like anything, it will become a pattern and a habit, and your body, when it starts to tense up because of something, it will immediately go into this long, deeper breathing where you have access to different chemicals that will help you, okay? Very, very important. So the 2-minute six-count breath, morning, afternoon, and night, being consciously aware of what you're consuming is self-care, because you are the one. You're the one that's doing it, and you need to take that 100% accountability to your own happiness and health by treating your body and your brain the body-mind connection, right? Body-mind connection, you hear it all over the place, but are you practicing it? Or are you ignoring the red flags? Are you ignoring the pain? Are you ignoring that you are literally feeling the feelings that are meant as communication after you do something that's not good for you and you're in a contraction and you feel maybe something like, oh, guilt or shame. Those are just, that's information letting you know that you are thinking thoughts directed towards yourself. Maybe you did do something like you know that the food that you're eating is contributing to a body that's not as healthy as it can be, and you're overweight, and you're carrying more weight than you know you should, and you don't have a lot of energy. Those are key indicators. You don't have a lot of energy. You're dragging around. You even say, I'm so tired. I hear it all over the place. I'm so tired. Well, the reason is because you are contributing to the tapping out of your energy. You're sapping your energy with a lot of negative self-talk and a lot of food and, you know, consumption of whatever you're eating and drinking that is definitely contributing to all of that. And if you listen and you actually start to get involved, you will be able to make a better choice today. You need to make better choices. There's no doubt about it. You need to make better choices. If you reach for something and you do get that little indicator, it shows up, and you ignore it, it will get bigger. And it will get bigger and bigger until you finally listen. And that's what a dis-ease is. So make sure that you are listening to yourself. Maybe you are in a situation, this is self-care, where you are in a relationship and, oh, you have beliefs in there that we uncover in coaching that lead you to stay in relationships that are not good for you, choose those relationships that are not good for you, and you actually ignore when you're very unhappy and you are, you know, perhaps you're having words between each other and they're not loving words, you're ignoring each other's needs, you feel neglected, you are closing down instead of being open, things like that, and you ignore it. Well, that's going to get bigger and bigger, and it's going to feel very bad, and you're not going to be happy, and it's going to lead to the diminishment of your health. So maybe you need some courage today. Maybe you need some inner strength to end something that's not good for you. And you need to get real with the dialogue that's going on, like, oh, you know, I'll never find anybody else, and, you know, I'm not worthy of a happy relationship. Maybe you were brought up in a home where there wasn't a happy relationship, and, you know, we download that information as children when you see unhappy relationship, and you actually believe that that's what a relationship is. And it's very, you need to unravel those beliefs, you can, with the techniques that I share, and you will no longer stay in relationships that are not good for you. And you will also be practicing self-loving care, where now within you, within that heart center, you are taking very good care of yourself, and your signal is for people like that. Now, the reason why anybody gets into a relationship that doesn't feel loving and happy most of the time, and you kind of bypass their behavior and allow it and your own behavior that's not the description of an intimate, loving relationship is because you have beliefs in there and you're ignoring them. And they will be the ones that, you know, your subconscious beliefs run your life. And when we get involved with getting them up to the surface, you can see that you have them, and then the beauty of being able to change our lives, you've heard many a story of success of people who were in a very negative experience, and now they, with help, were able to let it all go, and now they're living a much better life. That's exactly what you can do too. And the information comes up to the surface so we can address it, and then you are literally like an old program. You delete that program with different techniques by using your body and, you know, this body-mind connection, and then you download the new one, and you do it so consistently. You know, belief is just something that you do over and over again. So beliefs are thoughts that you practice over and over again. And we all have ones that are detracting from our happiness and our health that were given to us as children. Like, you know, they were just given to us. You were not born with them. And you can release them. You no longer have to have the beliefs that your mother or your father had, if they were giving you beliefs that are not true. Key beliefs that we all carry around, it's been proven. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. Mistakes and failures in your life were bad. You'll never get over them, things like that. And I'm not important, things like that. You got these messages. They were like little jokes to you as you were maturing as a very young, you know, a young mind. And you believe that. You believe everything that your parents say to you before the age of six. And so that's why, dear parent, please be careful of what you're saying to your children. Like, if you say, you're so stupid, or you don't deserve that when they ask you something, because you are so out of alignment, and you have words like that coming out towards a child, you need parenting coaching for sure. And because if you knew that they believe everything you say, you would be quite careful, because you would say nothing but what you want them to believe about themselves. So all of us have that within us as experiences as adults now. We had parents for sure that were not awake and aware and conscious, and they said things that were not true about us. And then it was confirmed by the culture that you live in, you know, comparing yourself to other people that look like they are way more successful than you are, and they are way prettier or, you know, handsomer, or, you know, they've got everything going and you don't, things like that that you carry around. I call them emotional bricks in your backpack that you're carrying that weigh you down. It's very hard to be happy and healthy like that. So these self-care practices unravel all of that. And again, just to, you know, reiterate what I shared here, get real with yourself. Are you taking good care of yourself? And you know when you're not. Be real with it. That's your starting place. It's just like with anything. You must admit, yes, I need to take better care of myself. And begin to put yourself first. Start to say no when you need to say no. Speak up. And, you know, tap in to that inner self through your breath. Another, you know, other techniques that I share involve writing. Get real with yourself. I believe blank about blank. Write that down today so you can get in touch with those beliefs about yourself and about others and the world and what you believe a relationship is, perhaps, if you're having difficulty in a relationship, is a wonderful way. When you write, you really get the ball rolling. And so my coaching involves writing practices that really get you in touch with parts of you that are underneath it all, running the show, and they are not true. They're just simply not true about you, but you're believing they are. And, you know, take very good care of your body. Make sure that you're conscious when you're eating. You know, you eat a pint of ice cream only because you fell asleep. You look like you're awake, but you fell asleep because you wouldn't do that. It just is not good for your body. So you're going to get involved with, you know, taking real good care of your body by eating really well and drinking plenty of pure water and really minimizing toxins. And, you know, that filtration system within your body, your organ systems need your help. They're going to break down if you keep bombarding them with toxins. And they lead to unhappy thoughts, too. You know, they've proven that. Now, the chemicals in your food are contributing to the effect that they have on your brain. And it's like a domino effect. And, in fact, your gut. Your gut, you know, there's a lot of talk, I do it myself, about keeping your gut healthy and that there's literally a brain in there. And of course your heart's intelligence, that deep, long breathing, getting you into a coherent state between your head, your heart, and your gut is the way to go with these practices. So, you know, notice if you are neglecting yourself. Don't cover it up with, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm not, you know, life isn't working out well for me anyway, right? Something like that. That's just a dialogue you need to gain control over. That is self-care. If you hear negative self-talk, interrupt it. Take a deep, long breath. Breathe it away. It's in there. You know, the subconscious mind is loaded. It's literally a bottomless pit of a lot of what you took in through your sensory perceptors, thoughts. What you heard, what you took in through your senses, what you heard, what you saw, you know, what you tasted, you smelled, all of that in your surroundings when you were very, very young. So that's the reason why. But you can unravel that. You're not doomed to have a life of feeling unhappy and unhealthy. So these work when you work them, and you're worth it. So I highly recommend that you listen back and take notes and begin to get real with yourself and take really good care of yourself. The payoff is beyond what you can even imagine. And that internal happiness that you're looking for, that internal health, is available to you right now, but you have to make that commitment and be 100% accountable to your own happiness and health, okay? So that is the way it works. I thank you all for listening. Whether you're listening live or you listen back, please share this with someone who you know would definitely benefit from hearing my enlightened conversation about self-care practices for more happiness and health. And again, you can find out more on CoachCafeRadio.com. You can leave your information there and receive your self-empowerment gifts, and you can find out who's coming up next on the Coach Cafe. If you do go to CoachCafeRadio.net, which that website is still there, and you can access my previous shows up to a point, because right now, unfortunately, it was hacked, and I'm building a new one, so nothing can be added. If you want up-to-date information, go to CoachCafeRadio.com. If you want to listen to previous shows, go to CoachCafeRadio.net, okay? And then for me, that would be KathleenMartinCoaching.com. And again, you will receive your Quick Coaching 5-part audio series. You will learn, or you will be able to download your Expand Your Success Coaching Reel tool and take that action right now. That's another self-practice, self-care practice where you'll be able to literally be honest with yourself, see in those key areas that matter most where you need your help, and then I can definitely get you on track, offer you self-care practices, coaching practices that work when you work them. And again, because you're worth it. And another announcement is my new show with my wonderful, also certified master life coach, Dr. Monica Bennett, author of How May I Serve, and all-around amazing woman. We have created a show for women called the Awakened Feminine Spirit, the Awakened Feminine Spirit. And that is all about how you, as women, you know, we are very prone to putting other people first, not taking good care of ourselves, and to awaken that feminine spirit. And she will take such good care of you. She will take such good care of you. And we have awesome guests coming on. And how you can awaken her every single day so that you can hear her help you to live your best life. And that's called The Awakened Feminine Spirit. And that's on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. So lots to share here in the Coach Cafe. Again, I thank you for listening, and I look forward to meeting you next week, this Wednesday, coming up Wednesday at 8 p.m. for the Awakened Feminine Spirit, and every Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Coach Cafe. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone. See you next time.